And Greg Gehring, Cincinnati Police Homicide Unit. Today's date is April 18th, 2011. The time now is 10:50 hours. We're at 824 Broadway on the fifth floor of the Criminal Investigation Section building. With us is Sergeant Andrew. Is it Andrew Mitchell?
Yes, sir.
Badge S87, signed to District 5, 3rd Relief. His hours working tonight were 2300 to 0700. He's operating, his unit number was 5350, and he was operating vehicle 50832. Sergeant Mitchell, before you, I have a form that I'm going to read to you. If you have any questions, you can stop me, or also in the room is Steve Lazarus, Hopi attorney. If you have any questions, just either stop me or we can discuss it.
Yes, sir.
We are conducting a criminal investigation and you are being interviewed as a witness. I am not your superior officer. You are not being ordered to answer questions pursuant to Rule 2.26 of the Cincinnati Police Department Manual Rules and Regulations and Disciplinary Process, or as envisioned by Garrity versus New Jersey. You are not being read your Miranda rights because you are not in custody. Do you have any questions?
No, sir.
Okay. Sergeant Mitchell, why don't you start at the beginning of your involvement in this incident? This is referencing a police-involved shooting at 1833 Chase Avenue, which occurred early this morning, somewhere around 3 to 3:20 a.m.
I was at the District 5 station at 1012 Ludlow. A broadcast was made. A run was dispatched for the cutting. The initial information that we had was a man had been cut at an address on Virginia in apartment number 5. I can't remember the exact numerics of the house. Two cars were dispatched, as well as the supervisor. I was a supervisor that was dispatched to the scene. I got my equipment, left out of the district parking lot, made a right-hand turn onto Ludlow, which turns into Hamilton Avenue. We continued on Hamilton Avenue, made a left-hand turn onto Chase. That took me to Virginia. I made a right-hand turn on Virginia northbound to the address of the offense. After I made the right-hand turn northbound onto Virginia, I observed two subjects walking southbound on Virginia. A male white with a very short haircut, with a black leather jacket, and a female white with all dark clothing, walking a dog. The initial broadcast gave a description of a male white subject and a female white subject of about approximately 120 pounds. That's what I recall from the dispatch. I took a mental note of these individuals. They had a dog with them. There was no mention of a dog in the broadcast, but I took a mental note of the two individuals walking on Virginia and then proceeded to the scene to verify that there was an offense. I arrived at the house. It's a multi-unit dwelling. Our complainant was supposed to be in apartment number 5. Which is actually in the basement. The door is down a set of outside cement steps on the northern side of the house. I walked around to the north side of the house and saw the steps and an open door. I looked down the steps and saw a decent amount of blood outside of the front door on the concrete. So that immediately led me to believe that we had a good offense. The man came to the door. He had another dog with him. He had a dog with him inside the apartment. He was bleeding from the right hand. He said they cut me. They ripped my wallet off the chain. He held up the chain. He had one of those, for lack of a better term, one of the biker wallets, the chain that attaches to a belt or a belt loop, and then the other one attaches to a wallet. The wallet was not there. It was just a dangling chain he held up. So at that point, it was, it turned into instead of just a felonious assault offense, it turned into an aggravated robbery offense. Because he said that they took my wallet, they cut me. At that point, Officer Pearson had arrived on scene very, very shortly after I did. I think he followed me from the district, but I'm not 100% sure. I asked the victim, and I didn't get his name. I asked the victim, a couple of clarifying questions as far as the suspects to see if they were the two individuals that I saw walking the dog. I said, okay, was it a white guy? Yes. Was he the short haircut, leather jacket? Yes. Did they have a dog with them? Yes. So I told Officer Pearson to remain with the victim and assess him to see if he needs any medical treatment, and to get the information for the offense that had occurred there. I put out a radio broadcast that I had giving a description of the two individuals that I had seen. The male white, about 5'8", short haircut, black leather jacket, dark clothing, and a female white, they're walking a dog. No sooner had I got that description out, got in my van and turned it around to head back to the location where I saw the suspect. I also gave the last location and direction that I had seen them. I turned the van around and traveled southbound on Virginia towards Chase. At that point, I believe it was one of our 90 series cars. I'm not sure if it was 94 or 98. Advised that they had the subjects at Chase in Florida. I was on scene there within three or four seconds of them coming out with the fact that they had the individual stop there. When I got to the location on Chase Avenue, the male white suspect was sitting in the center of the sidewalk facing west on Chase Avenue. Officer Neller was standing about a foot or two from the suspect's outstretched feet. So Officer Neller was facing east. The suspect was facing west. The suspect was sitting down with his legs outstretched. The female white suspect was sitting against a tree, which was located right there. And she had the dog by the collar, very close to her. And she was on the west side of the tree. Since Officer Neller had already engaged the suspects, I took a cover role and walked around the tree to the east side of the suspect who was sitting on the sidewalk. I was standing on the sidewalk on the very northern end of the sidewalk. There's the street, the curb, the grassy area between the curb and the sidewalk, and I was at the very nearest point on the sidewalk that I could be without being in the grass. I did that for the reason of out of instinct to have a decent backdrop and not create any type of a crossfire situation. I didn't want to have we don't like having the suspects directly in between two officers. You want to have that as much of an L shape as you can. I can't tell you which officer asked the questions. I believe it was Officer Neller. Where are you coming from? The girl, the female, answered, we're just out walking the dog. The same officer said, well, that doesn't answer my question. Where are you coming from? Where were you? The girl replied again, and the male suspect said something at that time, but I don't recall what it was. But the female said, we're just out walking the dog. We didn't do anything wrong. A couple of seconds went by. I don't know if he was ordered up or if he stood up on his own accord. The suspect stood up, and the officers, Officer Neller, and then I heard another voice say, keep your hands out of your pockets, don't put your hands in your pockets, yelling, giving him orders. The suspect took his right hand and put it in his right front pocket. They're continuing to give him orders to not put your hands in your pockets. At that point, my awareness is spiked. I know we have a good offense. I know that given the description that we had and the confirming questions that I asked our victim, there's no doubt in my mind that these two individuals are involved with this offense. The victim had stated that he was cut, that they were armed with a knife. Also, in my description that I put out while en route to the chase location, when I put out the description of the subjects that I had observed, I put out that they would be armed with a long knife. Since the man was cut, it was clear that a knife or edged weapon was used in the offense. He had stood up. And again, I don't know if he was ordered up or if he stood up on his own accord. I'm focusing on him. I'm making sure that the female's not a threat, making sure the dog isn't a threat. I'm not the contact person. I'm taking a role of cover. My only goal at that point is just to assess the threats and make sure that everybody's safe. He had reached into his pocket and began to pull out a long object, and once a portion of it had cleared his pocket, there was no doubt in my mind that it was a knife. It was silver, shiny, thin. It appeared to be a thin-bladed knife. He drew the knife out of the pocket, and then as soon as I saw the knife, I drew my firearm and pointed it at him. Was checking my backdrop, making sure that I had a clear line of fire if he made an aggressive action. He raised his right hand up, holding the knife, and took a step towards Officer Neller. I believe that to be an overt, aggressive movement towards Officer Neller. At that point, I felt that his life was in danger, without a doubt. I took another half step to my right to make sure I had a clear backdrop, and then fired two shots. The suspect, as I fire the shots, he's turning in a downward motion towards Officer Neller. He ends up falling with his head facing northbound towards the street. Immediately I realize that the shots fired had taken effect. I wheel around, I cross the sidewalk and wheel around towards his feet, keeping him covered with my firearm to make sure that he's no longer a threat to us, and also to get a good view of the female to make sure that she's not a threat to us. At that point, I order Officer Savali to put on gloves and search the individual, check the individual for weapons to make sure that he's no longer a threat to us. I didn't want to put my gun away and pull out my gloves, so I ordered Officer Stavali to do that while I could still provide cover for him. And so Officer Stavali checked the suspect for weapons. While he did that, I ordered another one of the officers, and I can't remember which one it was that did it. I ordered them to move her from this area, get her out of here. And then I made the broadcast that we've had shots fired, taking effect. Once Stavali had made sure that the suspect was no longer a threat, had no weapons, immediately transitioned to, is everyone okay? I looked at Officer Neller, are you cut? Are you hurt? Are you okay? When he made the downward motion, I thought that he was stabbing him. I was afraid that he was gonna die. I didn't want anyone to hurt one of my guys. At that point, he was not a threat. We had her in control. I took the dog by the leash and walked him up, walked the dog up either one or two houses to the next set of steps and found an iron handrail and tied the leash to the handrail, and then just went back and verified that everybody was okay. We were assessing the suspect to call for fire, and then everybody else arrived on scene, and we had the scene secured.
Okay. What I want to do is I want to try to get an idea of where everybody was positioned. Officer Neller was on the scene when you got there? Was any other officer there when you got there?
I don't believe so. I'm there when I showed up. I know Officer Neller was there, and I showed up at the same time as another, at least one or two officers.
Okay. All right, let's stand up a minute. I'll be the bad guy, dead guy. Okay. Where's the tree? Where's the tree at?
The tree is, if you're the suspect, the male suspect on the sidewalk, the tree is here.
Is it this close, or is it just approximately?
It's probably right about here.
Okay. The tree's right here.
Yes, sir.
Little left, maybe how many feet away?
From where he was sitting on the sidewalk to the tree was, maybe about three and a half, 4 feet.
Okay.
Towards the street.
Okay.
And another, foot and a half, 2 feet to his west, of him.
So he's close to the tree this way. No, it's like this.
Okay.
The tree's being in
the corner. If you're here, he's in the tree's in.
All right, tree's in the corner, right here. Now, where are you when he begins? Let's go to the point where he's sitting down and he starts to stand up.
He's sitting down, legs stretched out, facing that way.
He's facing the street.
Yes, sir. No, he's facing west down the sidewalk.
This way.
Which way is the sidewalk going to run?
It's running this way.
Okay, if the sidewalk's running this way, then the tree's over there.
Okay. Then I better turn around.
If this is north, he's sitting on the sidewalk running this way. His feet are outstretched west.
Okay, so his feet are this way.
Yes, sir.
No.
And the tree is towards that corner.
Yeah, the tree's east of him. Right?
The tree is north and west of it.
Okay. I'm trying to get
Chase Avenue runs
right
east and west.
This is Chase right here.
Okay.
This is Chase.
Here's Chase.
Okay.
And this
that's east. That's west. That's south. That's north.
Okay. If that's the case, the suspect's sitting on the sidewalk, legs stretched that way. The tree is over in this corner.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to get it over here, so...
Where would you like the tree to be?
I would like everything to be over here where your activity is, so that we know where... Okay, I would like the tree to be right there.
You want the tree to be right here?
Right here.
Okay.
And that's Chase Avenue, right here. That is north. That's the tree, which the tree right now would be east of me.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Chase runs east and west.
Right. That's west and that's east, that's north and that's south.
Well, and here's where we're having some communication issues. Chase runs east and west. The sidewalk
this way.
If this is east,
right, that's east.
If this is east, this is west.
Right.
This is south, and this is north. Then the sidewalk runs this way.
Right.
He's sitting with his legs stretched out to the west.
Okay.
The tree is, he's facing west.
Right.
The street is here.
Right here.
The tree is there.
Am I missing something? I want the tree.
If you want the tree here, then we have to rotate the compass.
We'll don't worry about the tree.
Okay. This is north.
I can draw it for you.
Draw it on that board.
Chase Avenue, houses,
that's the like grassy
area. This is the grassy area.
Okay.
The tree would be here, and obviously this is not to scale.
Oh, we understand.
He's sitting here, legs outstretched. Officer Neller is standing here, facing him. I approach, the female is sitting here. I approach and take a position right there.
Okay.
Then?
Yeah. Okay. So how far are you from him?
I am... I would say about here to the trash can. Away from him.
5 feet. Are you on the house side of him or on the curb side?
I am on the very edge of the sidewalk, almost into the grass.
Okay, and he is in the middle of the sidewalk.
That's correct.
Is there an officer next to you?
I know that there's one officer here, and I don't know. I didn't turn around to look to see where anybody else was.
So, are you sure this is Nella? I mean, and this is another officer, and I mean, I want to make sure that you know who you are. Because you said earlier, I'm not sure, but I want to.
Well, I want to believe it was Neller, I know it was not Stavali. I know it was a male white. The two options are Neller or Johnson, and they both run the 90 series cars. One was 90. Neller was 94 tonight, and Johnson was 98. And the 90 series car had come out with the initial. I had two stopped. So it's, and I want to say it was Neller, but it's a possibility it could have been Johnson.
Okay, and just to be sure, where's West up here?
West is here.
Not if that's north. See, I think you're getting your east and west mixed up. If that is north,
it's north, south, west, east.
Okay, you're right. My bad. So he is east of the tree.
Okay. And then kind of go through what happens and where people move from there.
The female stays sitting here. The suspect stands up, mm-hmm. making himself, parallel with the tree.
Okay.
Officer Neller or Johnson is standing. I'd say probably maybe 5 feet on the other side of the man. He's standing on the sidewalk.
Okay.
I see him pull the knife out of his pocket. He takes a step this way. He takes a step west towards officer and raises the knife with his right hand. I had my line of fire was this way. This is about a 2.5-3 foot tall old stone wall. And then another, I'd say maybe 4.5-5 feet of incline to the front of the houses. It inclines. There's the sidewalk, then a 2.5 foot so odd wall, and then there's an incline of grass, and an incline is about 3.5-4 feet give or take, and then it levels out to the houses.
Okay. Now, when you see him. When you see him pull it out of his right pocket, how was he positioned relative to you?
I am.
I mean, you can show us.
I'm behind him, okay. And to his right.
Okay.
If
you're you,
put me where you put him where deceased has to be.
Okay.
And put him in the right
step. Another step forward.
Okay.
Your turn, and you are facing. West.
Okay.
I am here.
Okay.
And he takes his hand in his front pocket.
Right.
And he is turned back. No, and he doesn't take a step back, okay. But his torso turns as he's pulling this long blade out of his pocket.
Okay.
He comes up.
Right.
And then takes a step towards.
His left foot.
Yes.
Okay.
Takes a step towards, and that's when I take my other step to make sure that the officer is not in my line of fire, and to have the clear backdrop, which I'd established with the wall and the terrain, and he's coming with a downward motion, and that's when I'm firing the two shots and. He ends up being standing and with his head facing the north on his back.
And did you see him do anything after you fire?
I see him go down.
Okay.
Where was the officer that we're talking about, the 5900 car, when he was doing that? Move him up a little bit so I have to.
So I'm like this.
You can still be over there, but just tell me where the.
And you're not quite as turned.
Move me how you want to move.
That's That's fine.
Okay. And this is, where's north here?
This way.
Okay. All right. Now, where's Johnson? Or whatever. Whatever officer.
About here.
About.
And it might be another half a foot or so.
It looks like 4 to 5 feet away, and he's making that motion with a step.
Yes, sir.
And when you fire, you're over here in that, let's say by the corner.
Yeah, about.
Well, that. I mean, yeah, in that area. And then when do you shoot him? When he's up here? When he's down here? Or do you remember?
When I saw the knife is when I drew and established the target and backdrop. And when he raised his arm is when, you know, I had to make the determination that he's making, that he's putting my officers in danger.
What was the weapon that he had?
It was a knife. And when he pulled it out of his pocket, there was no doubt it was a knife. It was a long, thin blade that was probably about a foot or so long.
What was he doing with that knife to cause you to shoot?
I thought he was going to kill one of my cops. And it was an over-aggressive, over-the-head, take a step and, you know, just, I thought he was going to kill him.
Okay, and then put him in the position that he fell after he got shot. So I'm still the officer, the 5900 officer, or whatever.
And if this is, I can't say how true Chase runs, but if this is due north,
right,
Chase runs due east and west,
right.
He's got his head at about, his head's facing north in a westerly fashion, about, I'd say about a 1220, 1230 position. Due north is high noon.
Right.
He's in about a 1230 position. Just.
And his feet, which way?
His feet are
You can say north and south. I'm not looking southeast, south, north. I just want to.
In a general position, his head is north, his feet are south. Okay. He's across the sidewalk.
Okay.
He's perpendicular to the sidewalk.
Is he lying on his back or his stomach?
His back.
Okay. And when you looked down, did you see the knife?
No. It was not in his hand anymore.
Okay.
I don't know if it went underneath him that fell out or what.
You have no idea what happened to the knife?
Well, I know it was recovered up on the hillside.
Okay, but you don't know how it got there?
No. None of us moved it.
Okay. But the last time you saw that knife, where was it?
It was coming down in his hand.
And no, is there any doubt that was a knife?
No, not at all. It was clear as day. There's no mistaking it.
And the motion that you saw him doing, what did you believe he was doing with that knife?
I thought he was going to kill my guy. It was a step, and I couldn't see his face. I couldn't see, you know, the expression that he had. I thought he was going to murder him.
Were you aware where you shot him?
I aimed as far left on his center mass as I could, with the comfort that I could still put the round on target and stop the threat. I did not want to shoot to his right. I wanted to shoot as far away down my line of fire as the officer was. I wanted to be as far to the left as I could.
Now, how many? Okay, after this happened, you recall talking to what officers? I mean, and still securing the scene.
While securing the scene, I talked to, you know, I order Officer Stavali to put on gloves and search him to make sure that he's no.
Do you remember where he was standing when all this was going on?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't remember where he was when he
could sit down there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Point.
Thank you.
You do not remember where he was standing?
No, sir.
Were you aware that he was on the scene?
I know that we had some officers on, that there were several officers on scene, but I don't know. Once the suspect went down, I saw Officer Stavali, and you know, he's unmistakable. He's a shorter fella,
right?
And yeah, I don't know if he I don't know exactly at what point he arrived. I'm not saying if it was prior to me, after, but I
what about, and you say the other one that you remember was?
Neller.
Yeah. Nep. What's his name?
Neller.
Okay. Where was he after the shooting? That you knew it was him that you were.
He was, when I first. I can't say for sure. I know that he was there. When I first know that I had contact with Neller, it was, he was to the north and the west of the suspect.
Okay.
And, reached out to him, are you okay? Are you cut? I thought that he was the one that had engaged or that was in front of. But yeah, I could be mistaken. I don't know that.
There was no mistake, though, that there was an officer that he was. As the way you described to me, there was an officer that he was going.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir.
The only thing you're not sure of now is which officer.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to clear up. I want to make sure that that's. In part of it was my problem. I had my north and south mixed up.
When the guy first stood up, he said that some officers were giving him verbal commands.
Yes.
Do you know which officers were giving him commands?
There was the one who was directly in front of him.
Okay.
And
do you know what the commands were?
Don't put your hands in your pockets. Keep your hands out of your pockets. Get your hands out of your pockets.
How many commands did you hear?
Several. And then there was more than one voice issuing the commands. Several. I can't give you the exact number. I'm sorry.
And you saw him reach in one time, two times?
He put his hand in his pocket and came out and to get the full length of the knife out. It's a twist your body, bend your body, elbow up, and it was a long knife.
And immediately when he took it out, you knew it was a knife?
Immediately. While he was taking it out, I knew it was a knife. And it was shiny, thin, exactly what was described by the victim. I had just a long knife.
Did he obey? He said that the commands were several times. Did he obey any of those commands?
None.
Did he say anything?
At that point, no, I didn't hear him say anything.
While they were conducting the interview prior, was he talking at all?
Or again, the only voice that I heard was the female's voice. I did not hear the male's voice. He may have said something, but I
didn't. And you recall what he was saying?
The officer had asked, where are you coming from? And she said, we're walking the dog. That didn't answer my question. Where are you coming from? Where were you? She said, we're walking the dog. We didn't do anything wrong. And it was a very direct question, and it seemed to be a very evasive answer. And then to add, we didn't do anything wrong on top of that, and I don't know what the officers had said to them prior to my arrival, or if they said anything to them prior to my arrival. But that it was a very evasive answer.
Did she say anything after the deceased was shot?
I know she was, what's going on? But I didn't talk to her. I didn't interview her. At that point, it was, is he a threat? Is she a threat? Get her away from here.
What was the condition of the deceased prior? Did you observe any kind of? Was he intoxicated? Was he, just anything? Was he, did you get a feel for it at all? I don't know.
No, I really didn't. When I observed them walking on Virginia, I made eye contact with them. They were walking at a normal pace. They weren't running. They stood out because they matched the physical description that was given. But there was nothing that was said about a dog. and they were walking a dog, which is not abnormal, you know, to do. I mean, when the dog's got to go out, the dog's got to go out. But you know, the, yeah, I made eye contact with them, you know, and they, I took a note of them, and so nothing really struck me other than the fact that it was a male white in all dark clothing, and then a female who was slender in her, you know, in the lower 100 pound range. So the physical description matched with the broadcast description. But you know, again, they're walking a dog. We hadn't confirmed the offense yet, and that was our number one priority, to attend to the victim and to confirm it was an offense.
Okay. Is there anything else that I missed?
No, sir.
Okay. Time now is 11:32. Conclude the interview.